Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's program presents Bach's Weihnachtsoratorium, or Christmas Oratorio, which is actually built on 6 cantatas for each of the important days of the Lutheran Christmas calendar. Since the whole work would take too long, I've chosen selections from the recording conducted by Nikolaus Arnoncourt with the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus Wien. The soloists are soprano Christine Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gura, bass Gerald Finley, heard in cantatas 1 through 3, and Christian Gerhache, heard in cantatas 4 through 6. I'll introduce the pieces from each cantata, but otherwise stay out of the way. The first cantata corresponding to Christmas Day describes the birth of Jesus. Its opening chorus, Jauchzet, Frohlocket, with the sudden entry of the timpani, is undoubtedly the most popular moment of the whole oratorio. This brilliant passage invites us to sing with joy at the birth of Jesus. Then you'll hear the aria for contralto, Bereite dich Zion, in which the soloist enters a dialogue with the oboe d'amor and violin, followed by the first quotation from the well-known chorale, O Haupt voll Blut, O Head full of blood and wounds, which here is entitled, Wie soll ich dich empfangen, a meditation on how we should receive the infant Jesus. The trumpet returns in the brilliant bass aria, Großer Herr, O starker König, and in the final chorale, Ach, mein herzliebes Jesulein. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're hearing selections from Bach's Christmas Oratorio on Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. The second cantata describes the Annunciation to the shepherds, as is usual on St. Stephen's Day. The pastoral element is clearly reflected in the opening instrumental sinfonia, which, like all pastorals, is written in Sicilian rhythm, as if lulling the newborn child to sleep. There is a beautiful dialogue between the solo tenor and the flute in the aria, Frohe Hirten eilt, ach eilt. The aria for contralto, Schlafe, mein Liebster, genieße der Ruhe, coaxes the infant to slumber with the sweet sound of the flute and several oboes. In the extraordinary closing chorale, Wir singen dir in deinem Heer, Bach returns to the Siciliana pastoral rhythm.
Thank you.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we're sampling Bach's Christmas Oratorio. The third cantata describes the shepherd's adoration of the child. It begins with the cheerful chorus, Herrscher des Himmels, erhöre das Lallen, in which Bach reintroduces the brilliant sonority of trumpets, timpani, flutes, and oboes. It also features the brief shepherd's chorus, Lasset uns nun gehen gen Bethlehem, the agility of which reflects the shepherd's haste to reach Bethlehem. A little later, we find the exquisitely optimistic duet, Herr, dein Mitleid, dein Erbarmen, in which the solo soprano and bass sustain a dialogue with two oboes d'amour. More introspective is the aria for contralto, Schließe mein Herz, dies selige Wunder, in which the dialogue is now with the violin. In the final chorus, Bach returns to the music used at the beginning of the cantata.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to Singing in Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We've heard excerpts from Bach's Christmas Oratorio conducted by Nikolaus Arnoncourt with the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Concentus Musicus Wien. The soloists were soprano Christine Schaefer, alto Bernarda Fink, tenor Werner Gürer, bass Gerald Finley. And I'm your host and producer of Singing in Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.